From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The opposition Syrian Democratic Forces launched an operation Tuesday to capture areas north of Raqqa, the Syrian de facto capital held by Islamic State. A senior SDF commander told VOA his forces, including Kurdish YPG armored units, are advancing from three locations. U.S.-led airstrikes are supporting the operation. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner in Washington said the U.S. continues to support the SDF efforts to retake territory from the Sunni militant group, also known as Daesh. Toner outlined U.S. priorities.
Our priorities are twofold. First of all, to destroy and degrade Daesh. And we're supporting Syrian Democratic Forces who are focused on taking the fight to Daesh in northern Syria. The other priority is ending what has been a bloody civil war. And to do that, we have worked with Russia and a number of other countries who are stakeholders in Syria.
Meanwhile, a European diplomat told VOA the rebel plan currently is to try to encircle much of the city, at least to take outlying villages northwest and south. The U.S. envoy to the Great Lakes region of Africa, Tom Perriello, told VOA the first round of talks to end Burundi's political crisis was a positive step forward. He praised efforts of mediator former Tanzanian president Benjamin Mkapa, trying to address issues of inclusivity.
He has no interest in letting a peace process this important get stuck on some of these questions.
Among those not attending the first round in the northern Tanzanian city Arusha, the opposition umbrella group Sinarid. The talks are aimed at ending protests and politically motivated violence surrounding the controversial decision a year ago by President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a third term. The next round scheduled in June. This is VOA News. President Obama ends a three-day visit to Vietnam Wednesday with a meeting with U.S. Embassy staff and a town hall involving young Southeast Asian leaders. He met Tuesday in Ho Chi Minh City with entrepreneurs and called for increased bilateral cooperation.
I'm here today because the United States is committed to being a partner as you grow. With programs like our Young Southeast Asian Leaders Initiative, we're helping give thousands of young people across Vietnam the skills and networks they need to turn their ideas into action.
Mr. Obama travels to Japan later in the day for a Group of Seven summit and a groundbreaking visit to the city of Hiroshima Friday, scene of the U.S. atomic bombing at the end of World War II. Human Rights Watch has accused soldiers of killing, raping, torturing, and detaining dozens of civilians in and around the town of Wau in western Bahr el-Ghazal state in recent months. It said South Sudanese soldiers are, quote, getting away with murder, and called for the government to halt abuses and support creation of a war crimes court to investigate and prosecute those responsible. A government spokesman was not immediately available for comment, but the rights group said the Army, in a letter, denied the allegations. Media reports say at least three are known to have died following a series of clashes between police and protesters in Kenya over electoral reform. Western diplomats, including those from the U.S. and Britain, have expressed deep concern by an escalation of violence, called for an investigation into the use of what they called excessive police force. The protesters are demanding the country's electoral commission be disbanded ahead of next year's election for bias. A Pennsylvania state judge ordered American comedian and actor Bill Cosby to stand trial on allegations he sexually assaulted a woman in his Philadelphia home in 2004. Judge Elizabeth McHugh ruled there is enough evidence to warrant a criminal trial for the 78-year-old Cosby. His attorney, Brian McMonagle, said prosecutors are relying on an 11-year-old statement, not a live witness, and expressed confidence his client would be cleared.
Prove that there was no crime committed here, that there was no evidence of a crime here, and that the inconsistencies that plagued this investigation from the beginning continue to plague it now. This case should end immediately.
If convicted, Cosby could face 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Mount Everest has claimed four more lives. An Indian climber died while being helped down from the summit days after a Dutchman, an Australian woman, and a Sherpa died near the peak. Two other Indian climbers are missing. The social media company Twitter Tuesday said usernames and media attachments will no longer count toward the length of a tweet, although the 140-character limit remains. Twitter said the change, aimed at improving its microblogging service, will take place over the next few months. The company trying to widen its user base, the decade-old firm has about 310 million clients. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.